Semana Santa, which means Holy Week, is a celebration that occurs during the days leading up to Easter Sunday. If you are a tourist who happened to book your vacation to Spain during this time, expecting to avoid large crowds and relax in a quiet hotel rooftop, you're in for a surprise. Seville and many other cities in Spain during Semana Santa are anything but quiet or empty. Each day, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, the streets are filled with processions. Each procession features Los Pasos, massive, ornate, centuries-old floats carried by local brotherhoods that depict scenes from the Passion of Christ. They are the heartbeat of the procession. Each float is carried by men who for months train to bear the immense weight on their neck and move with such precision that the statues above them seem to walk gracefully through the streets. Each procession is led by acolytes carrying the cross, candles, incense, and banners of the Brotherhood. Behind each float, a marching band dressed in military banners, military uniform plays, creating a solemn and dramatic atmosphere. Behind them are the other members of the Memberhood, called the Nazarenos, or Penitents, who carry large candles symbolizing the light of Christ. Suddenly, something catches you by surprise. You notice that the penitents are all covered in habits, and their heads are covered with a tall, pointed hood. You said to yourself, "These can be the KKK, because I'm in Spain." Indeed, you would be right. These hoods, known as capirotes, predate the KKK by centuries, who later appropriated this style to mock Catholics, and out of cowardice remained hidden under the hood. But for the Spanish Catholic, the meaning is entirely different. The penitents wear these hoods to maintain anonymity. For them, walking in a procession barefoot over burning cobblestones under the scorching sun is a way to atone for their sins. The tall point of their hood symbolizes their prayers rising toward heaven, and their anonymity is an act of humility, ensuring that only God knows the heart of each penitent under the hood. This anonymity is a spiritual weapon. It helps the penitent fight the temptation of vainglory, the very thing Satan offers Jesus in the desert. By hiding their face, they refuse the glory of the kingdoms of the world, choosing instead the quiet approval of the Heavenly Father. This beautiful practice is the fruit of a devoted Catholic country with centuries of rich traditions. To the casual observer, it seems merely a spectacle. But for those who look deeper, these public processions are a means of evangelization and an opportunity for faith to flourish. The penitents of Spain teach us that as Christians, we are called to be witnesses of our faith. As witnesses of Jesus Christ, we are compelled to publicly profess our faith, yet to do so not out of pride, but with humility. Just as Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert in today's gospel, we too must enter a space where we are stripped of our ego. While the penitents choose their penance, Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wild to be tempted. We too are driven into this Lenten season to strip away our distractions and confront what lies underneath. There is a need for going out in being witnesses while at the same time remaining hidden, not drawing attention to ourselves, but to our Savior. So, my brothers and sisters, during this season of Lent, we are challenged to make a choice. Will we choose to wear the spiritual hood of cowardice, hiding our faith when we feel like it? Or will we choose to wear the hood of humility, like the penitents, which allow us to grow in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, so that we may eventually be united with our resurrected Lord.